Should Pennsylvania give generous tax breaks to people who donate scholarship money to private schools? That's one of the big questions in Harrisburg this month. Supporters say these incentives help private schools serve poor students who are stranded in bad public schools. But is that really where the money goes? Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman Aaron takes us on a deep dive.
It's graduation day at the Jesus School in North Philadelphia. About 40 eighth graders and their families fill the pews inside a cavernous cathedral. An elderly priest delivers the opening prayer.
We have tried to share with them your goodness, O loving God.
This is a Catholic school, but that's not the appeal for parents like Ebony Scott. She likes the safety and the small class sizes, and she thinks it puts her three kids in a better environment than the local public school.
It's not cool everywhere to be smart. It's not cool to have perfect attendance and be, you know, and get good grades.
And there is one more thing Scott loves, the price. The average Jesu family only pays $800 a year per child.
It's a great deal. Great deal. Great deal.
8 in 10 Jesu students are low income. School President Brian Carter says his school is a lifeline for families in some of Philadelphia's poorest neighborhoods.
Because now they have a choice to go to a different school other than the persistently poor performing school in their neighborhood.
Jesu relies on donors to help its families out with tuition, and it leans heavily on two tax credit programs designed by the state.
It's really critical for us as a school to survive.
Here's how the programs work. Businesses or individuals give money for private school scholarships, and in return they get a big break on their state taxes. Basically, it's an incentive to give money to private schools instead of giving it to the state. Most Pennsylvania families are eligible for this scholarship money. A family with two kids can make up to $116,000 a year. But those aren't the families supporters of the program tend to talk about. Republican State Rep Stan Saylor is a leader in the House.
Just because you grow up in a poor neighborhood or a violent neighborhood should not be setting you back for your future. We need to be there to help those families.
Right now, Pennsylvania caps these tax break programs at $210 million a year. House Republicans pushed to raise that cap by $100 million and create a new system that would make it so the cap would go up automatically in the future.
We still have a lot of students who come from poverty and are in violent neighborhoods, people who have coming from drug neighborhoods, who want to get out of that neighborhood school and get to where their children are safe.
Democratic Governor Tom Wolf recently vetoed the Republican proposal. He said it would take too much money away from state coffers. But there's a big question looming over this entire debate. Does most of the money actually go to the neediest students, the ones from the, quote, violent drug neighborhoods Saylor referenced?
There really are more questions than answers because this policy is designed to not collect information about how students are doing.
Julie Ambrose is a former Allentown school board member writing her dissertation on the scholarship programs. She's skeptical of the claims supporters make. And that's because the state doesn't track any information about which students get scholarships. In fact, the law prohibits the state from asking private schools about the income level of the students it gives scholarships to.
And this policy actually prevents participants or others from measuring how it's working.
Keystone Crossroads tried to find out who benefits. We can't paint a complete picture, but we could cross-reference a list of schools that receive money with demographic data those same schools report separately to the state. Keystone Crossroads found 57 schools that handed out scholarships but reported enrolling zero low-income students or said they couldn't determine how many low-income students they have. Many of those schools are independent private schools in wealthy suburbs. Another 15 schools told the state that less than 5% of their student body was low-income. One of them is Villa Maria Academy, where Ron Lance is the school's director of business operations.
I understand the pushback. You know, you're not reaching the poverty folks.
Lance and others say there's value in helping middle-income families get to a place like Villa Maria, even if it isn't a way to get kids out of so-called failing schools.
We're in a very competitive area here where the public schools are very good and the parochial schools are very good. You kind of scratch your head sometimes as to why someone would stretch so far to send their kid here, but hey, different structures, different folks.
Charles Mitchell says those higher or middle income families aren't the ones who typically benefit from the tax programs.
Generic family X is a low income family. who is leaving a school where their children, by their own statement, are not safe.
Mitchell is CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation, a libertarian think tank that's lobbied the state to expand the tax credit programs.
I know those people are the beneficiaries of the program because I know them, because I meet them, because I care about them.
Right now, those anecdotes are all we have. Fans of the tax credit swear it's a way out for families who have nowhere else to go. Pennsylvania lawmakers haven't delivered the data to prove it. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.